Do you like wrestling trivia? Then check out the 5-Star Match Game, the pro wrestling quiz show. I'm Joe Gagne, and every episode, I grill 3 contestants with 5 rounds of power-packed wrestling trivia. We have over 30 evergreen episodes in the archives covering WWE, AEW, Japan, Mexico, and much, 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 much more. Play along at home and check it out today.
The story we have to start out with this week is the ongoing Rock, Roman, Cody story, the We Want Cody movement, all this sort of stuff. So it basically, you know, we could start off at the Royal Rumble. Cody Rhodes wins the Royal Rumble. He's going to WrestleMania, as Michael Cole squeals. Cody is going to WrestleMania. He points at Roman. Roman's in the skybox. The jowls of Paul Heyman are shaking as Cody points to Roman Reigns and says, "I'm coming for you, pal, at WrestleMania," or so we assume. So on Friday, Friday's episode of SmackDown, Cody Rhodes comes out. He confronts Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns cuts a very, very good promo before that as well. I do want to mention that a little bit. If people haven't seen that, the Roman Reigns promo was pretty good. The first bit of like actual like human emotion that has come out of Roman in quite some time, where it really felt like he was shooting from the hip in more ways than one in that promo. But anyway, Cody comes out, confronts Roman Reigns, says he did some soul searching, he spoke with legends, and said that Cody says, quote, "Finishing the story, taking the championship away from you," or he says, "Is finishing the story taking the championship away from you, or is finishing the story taking everything away from you?" And the crowd kind of murmurs, like, "I don't really know what he's talking about here." And Cody says, "I want that title. I should have won that title. I had that title won last year, and you cheated. You took that thing away from me." Now the crowd's starting to get a little bit more buzzy. Okay, here we go, here we go. He says, "I want the title, and I'm coming for you, Roman Reigns, but not at WrestleMania." And you would think from the social media response that the fans went absolutely apeshit, berserk, booing, going nuts. They really didn't. It was another kind of murmur, you know, what's going on. And he says, "But there is another guy, and there's a guy that I did soul searching with, and there's a legend that I talked to." And this is when the crowd now starts to realize, okay, we know who's coming out next. So The Rock's music hits. Obviously, the new board member of TKO, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, comes out. Crowd goes fucking bonkers for him. Cody hugs The Rock, leaves the ring, and we set up, presumably, Rock versus Roman for WrestleMania. So now, before we get into the stir that caused, what did you make of what happened on Friday on SmackDown with Cody, Roman, and The Rock?
All right, so the way that they got to Roman versus The Rock is utterly preposterous and makes no sense. Okay, Cody lost last year when Solo Sikoa thumbed him in the neck and fought all year to get back in position to get another crack at him, wins the Royal Rumble, and for him to simply step aside to give the match to The Rock, and with the premise of, "Well, I want to take everything from you." So I think the idea behind the story is Cody still wants to beat Roman and take the title from him, but that's not enough for him. He wants to take everything from him. So he's got this deal with The Rock, where The Rock also wants a piece of this guy and wants to take the head of the table from him,
right,
as well.
Right. Take the head of the table, take the, and Cody did bring that up in his promo. He says, "Oh, you say this, all of this is yours, and this company is yours, and these people are yours," or whatever. And like, so the idea is that, yeah, again, like you're saying, "I'm going to take everything from you, and I'm going to start that by having The Rock beat you at WrestleMania and take the head of the table from you," or whatever.
I think we all agree that that's just a preposterous way to get from the Cody match to the Rock match from a narrative standpoint, from a storytelling standpoint.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. It sucks. And first off, he wins the Rumble. He points at Roman. That makes everybody in the world think that he's going for Roman. Right. Why wouldn't you? He wins the Rumble and points at Roman. You know what I mean?
And then the presser, he talked all kinds of shit like, "Oh, you didn't think we were going to do it." Like, he even doubled down during the Rumble presser.
And then worse yet is, and we talked about this on the last week's flagship, I think, is that when Cody and Seth did their thing on last week's Raw, where Seth is trying to appeal to Cody by saying, "Well, that title's the Hollywood title. That title is the one. I'm the wrestler's title. I'm the everyman title. I'm the title that your dad would have wanted," you know, that sort of stuff. And for Cody to kind of nod willingly and then just go, "Nah, I'm going to go for Roman's title," made, you know, we talked about it at the time. We were like, "Wow, geez, that really makes the Seth title look kind of shitty," right? Where Seth's just like, "Come on, you want this title?" And Cody's just like, "Not really, no." But then on SmackDown to say, "Nah, not really, no," either, to both of those, it's like, "Well, what are we doing here? What?
The point is, the story stinks. But the problem is, and there's so much to unpack here, is that this was thrust upon them when The Rock decided in early January that he wanted the match. And what have I been saying all along? Even after Cody won the Rumble, what was I saying? What was the only podcast on earth where the hosts were saying, I don't know if Cody versus Roman is locked in, even right. though he won the Rumble, mm-hmm. even though he pointed at the guy, even though he says he's going to do the match. If Rock wanted the match, The Rock was getting the match.
Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday, where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.